Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, April 24th. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were mixed. We had May corn up a quarter, 443 and a quarter. May wheat down 3 cents, 581 and a quarter. And May beans up a quarter cent at 1167 and three quarters. We're supposed to get a frost tonight around much of the Midwest, northern Illinois. Certainly looks like it'll have its spotty areas out here, but it doesn't look real devastating. Temperatures don't get that cold, so we'll see if it does any harm to the crops, see if the market's concerned about it here this morning. Palm oil was down overnight. That dragged our bean oil down 36 ticks. Palm oil was lower on some questions about their demand being a little bit suspect out here, so that pushed our bean oil down lower. Right now, we've had three up days in the grains, all due to fund buying. Are we going to see a fourth day in a row? We'll have to see. I've said many times, good bull markets open lower and close higher. And I think we might, see that again, hopefully. But it's really up to the funds what they want to do in here. I still have the funds heavily short, 252,000 contracts of corn, 51,000 contracts of wheat, 116,000 beans. They're now long 3,000 meal, but short 41,000 oil. So between the corn, wheat, and the beans, there's plenty that more that they could cover out here. Now we have the options expiring on Friday. You would think that the corn would either try to go off at 440 or 450, but we'll see what happens there. The technicals on this market, we've got the 100-day moving average in the wheat at 588 to 589. Last night's high was 584.5, so we're only about 3.5-4 cents away from that from last night's highs. The corn 100-day moving average is at 453. We're about a dime away from that. And May beans, the 50-day moving average, is at 1172.5, which was last night's highs. So we'll have to get through that in order to continue the bull. But obviously, if the funds want to cover more, we can certainly see some higher prices out here. I think we've seen a little bit of pickup of farmer selling on this rally, but not nearly enough. Once these options go off the board on Friday, then we turn to the deliveries on Tuesday and first notice day, and we'll see how that shakes out. But hopefully, if we open lower on Wednesday or Tuesday, then we can come back here and still close higher with fund buying. So I remain, tilting toward the friendly side here, but farmer selling will keep a lid on this thing. But hopefully, we'll see more fund buying. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.